Check mynorthwest.com. You can take a look at the traffic. It's all red and black in the central Puget Sound region. I-90 backed up. 520 really, really backed up. 405 backed up. I-5 backed up, especially northbound. And Heather Bosch has managed to actually appear in person in the studio after spending the morning driving out in the snow. Heather, it's time for your report as our senior snow reporter this morning. What can you tell us?
I braved the fluffy white death and lived to talk about it, Dave.
Where did you go?
I went up to Everett, Snohomish County, and made my way back through Linwood, Mount Lake Terrace, back down here to Seattle. And you know, the drive, I always feel guilty. The drive southbound from Everett wasn't bad at all. I mean, there's snow and ice, but it's, you know, it's
we're not afraid of good news here, Heather.
Yeah, it was not bad.
Don't hesitate. So, in other words, it's okay. If you want to get into your car and drive into Seattle from Everett, you're going to be fine.
With this caveat, if you know how to drive in snow and ice, if you don't know how to drive in that...
What kind of vehicle were you driving?
I was driving my little... What do I have? A little SUV, a little Ford SUV.
You mean the news car?
The news car, yeah.
It's four-wheel drive, right?
Yeah.
It's a four-wheel drive SUV equipped with the entire breaking news package.
There you go.
Right. If you've got one of those, you can drive safely from Everett
to
Seattle.
Well, you know, if you know how to drive. Again, there are people I don't
care
what.
Well, what's the trick? What's the big deal? It's momentum.
Thing.
It's what is it? What? What? Why? What did you encounter moronic drivers
there
on your?
People who think that they can drive really fast in their big truck, that's not a good idea. I saw someone driving in a semi very quickly with chains on. The chain snapped off, started throwing sparks, and he had to pull over.
Okay.
And then
that's not his fault. That's the chain's fault.
Well, he was probably going too fast.
Too fast for
that's why they break sometimes, because you're zipping along in your semi truck.
All right.
Anyway, not to get too technical. But then I got behind a car the other day, which drove me nuts, going 20 miles an hour down a hill, but pushing on the brake constantly.
So you don't like them if they're going too fast.
Right.
You don't like them if they're going too slow.
And
you don't
like
them if your trains, if their chains break.
But
you are one very fussy driver.
I'm a very good driver. If you're pushing on your brake on the ice, then you're going to swerve. And that's not going to be good for anybody.
You should shift down.
Yeah, you should get off the road. You should pull your car.
You can't get off the road because you're on ice. If you try to pull off the road, you'll start sliding down the hill sideways.
Downshift, go very slowly, take the next exit, go home, park, have some cocoa, and leave the rest of us
alone. Here's an idea. Wait for the salt truck and go behind that.
I saw a few people doing that, too.
Were there trucks out there today?
I saw lots of snowplows, yes.
Good.
Very encouraged. As soon as I left Edmonds this morning, I followed a troop of 5 snow plows going out for their next round. So they're out there.
Yeah.
So if you know how to drive in this.
Okay,
you know,
so
you're
Everett's
okay.
Open, and the trip from Everett to Seattle is
not
doable.
Bad. Yeah.
Nothing's closed. There's not a lot of spin outs.
No, I haven't seen a lot. Now, the side routes you're going to, I did see a spin out on 526 this morning. Some off the beaten track, you're going to find more snow and ice. And again, it just depends who you're on the road with. I think a lot of people stayed home today.
Yes.
If you're not comfortable driving in it.
The roads would be fine if nobody was on them.
Exactly. If I was the only one out there, Dave, it'd be perfect.
All right.
Or is that other guy?
I don't know.
I hate that other guy.
Well, you've just given me an idea.
Uh-oh.
Because the challenge always when we do snow coverage is not just to get calls, but to get really interesting calls. Because part of our obligation on a day like this is not just to inform, but to give people something entertaining to listen to while they're sitting there in their car.
Leave.
Well, no, you've been very good so far. Here's Rusty Young with a snowball.
So you can really empathize with the people out there. You can grip that and feel the cold. By the way, as Jane Shannon points out, that is the good, dangerous kind of snow.
It's the packing kind of snow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's to get you in the mood, Dave.
I understand that you are going to walk home today.
Oh hell yeah! I'm not going to try and drive.
You're gonna walk from East Lake to where you live, Wallingford.
Yeah, I live in Wallingford. Yeah.
So how long is that? That's like a mile and a half. Mile and a half.
Mile and a half.
Right.
10 minutes.
And you're gonna have your cell phone with you.
Absolutely.
So you'll give us. Oh, they want you to be on mic. I think it sounds more like an emergency if he's off mic.
Yes.
Yes, so you're gonna.
My cell phone, David.
Okay. You got your cell phone. So you'll give us live reports of your walk.
Absolutely.
So we'll see if it's safe to walk from Seattle to Wallingford in this.
Well, if you can judge by me, absolutely.
All right. Stay on the level. Do not speed. And use 2-foot drive.
Don't push on your brake.
What are you doing now?
Taking a picture of you in the snowball.
Okay. pardon
us. Like the TV people do. Show the audience what the snow
hang
looks
on a second,
like.
Folks. I gotta show the web people what a snowball looks like. You ready? That's good.
Oh, that's beautiful.
The sound effects just kicked in. I'm standing here on a remote overpass with a snowball in my hand to show you what it looks like to have a snowball in your hand. This is the kind of snow we're dealing with today. If you were to drop this, is it over? I haven't finished the demonstration yet. If you were to drop this snowball on a table, it would make a terrible mess.
Cracked into about three pieces.
If you were to hang on a second.
Oh man, you hit your donut.
Hey,
oh,
what happened to the atmosphere?
Wrong.
No, I haven't hit it yet. This is what I'm going to do now. I am now going to, as part of this controlled experiment. You ready? You filming or not? What's wrong? You don't know how to work it? Press the button with the red thing on it. Okay. Okay. I'm now going to.
Don't aim at me.
This is what David Letterman. I'm going to take this snowball and drop it on my chocolate donut. You ready? Okay, move. Hang on.
I'm going to back up.
The back up.
I'm way back now.
Okay, are you back? You ready?
I'm far back.
I'm going to drop it on the chocolate donut. We're going to see what happens. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
And now it rolled off the chocolate donut.
No, but it left a piece of snow behind, so now it's a chocolate iced donut.
Oh, yum.
I've just now dropped dirty snow gathered from the Cairo parking lot.
By Dan Resty.
On a perfectly good donut.
On the donut.
3-second rule applies. Taking it off and throwing it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Heather. That
right.
was good.
Bye-bye
that got
now.
Us through the first section. All right, now we're going to... Now, the rest of you understand the kind of standard you have to meet. We've just set the bar. You've got to clear it. The number is 877-710-KIRO. I want your anybody who's actually stuck. I want your report. How long you're there and what's happening? Are they getting you out or what are you doing? Those of you who are seriously considering abandoning your cars, I've always wondered when people abandon their cars, where do they go? I mean, where are you walking to? What do you why? What else? People whose businesses are open and accessible, but everybody's scared to drive there. We need calls from people like you. The first person to spin out this morning on 520, what were you thinking? We'd like to talk to you. 877-710-KIRO. What else? Anybody who can tell me whether Democrats or Republicans drive better in snow? My impression is the Democrats tried to negotiate with the...